Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
David knows something all about forgiveness, and aren't you glad about God's forgiveness? Remember Bathsheba, the story of Bathsheba. He looks at and he sees her and he lusts in his heart, bring her up here. You see, you know, the rest of the story. She's pregnant, gets Uriah the Hittite, who her husband is, he's fighting on the battlefield. David finds out about Bathsheba, will bring him here. And Uriah, go spend some time with your wife. Uriah said, I'm not doing it while the men are out there. He slept outside her door. Remember the story? Well, David said, I tell you what, I'll get him drunk. So David had him drink, had a party, kind of little party get together for him, and got him drunk. I don't know how much wine. Bible says he drank some wine. I don't know how much. Anyway, David thought, well, he'll get drunk, and then he'll go into Bathsheba. No, he still stayed outside. Well, David got mad, and you know the rest of the story. He sent a letter that when in the heat of the battle, when Uriah is out there fighting, everybody pulls back and let Uriah. It was basically Uriah's death sentence. Uriah died fighting, and it was David who commanded the army to pull back. David takes Bathsheba to be his wife, and Nathan the prophet comes. Remember the story very well. The preacher comes a-calling. Come in, preacher! I'm being facetious, but you get the picture. The preacher tells Nathan, or the preacher tells David, David, let me tell you a story. There's a man who had a lot of sheep. He had visitors come. Instead of killing one of his sheep, he went to a neighbor who only had one little lamb. He killed that lamb to feed the guests instead of taking it from his. And David said, who is that? I'm going to kill him. I'll have his head. And Nathan, the preacher, said, you're that man, David, what you did, Bathsheba. By the way, you can't hide from God. You're going to be judged. Remember the rest of the story. David went, and by the way, he wrote Psalm 51 because of that, this incident, Psalm 51. And the baby was born, and the baby was very sick, and he died. And while he was while the baby was sick, David was fasting, and he wouldn't eat. He wouldn't take a bath because he was praying for the baby. Lord, deliver my son. The baby died. And the servants were scared to go tell David. Well, if David was this way when the baby was sick, what would he do when he finds out his son is dead? Well, they went to David, said, he's gone. He died. You know what David did? Strange thing. He got up, he took a bath, he changed his clothes, and he ate. He made this statement, he can't come to me, but one day I shall go to him. And David asked God forgiveness, and God forgave him. But you know, the sword never departed from David's home. Even David's own family, you ever heard of Absalom? I could talk about his children, the different problems that David had the rest of his life. God will judge. Will he forgive? Yeah, but sometimes, boy, God will forgive, but let me give you another example. An alcoholic, he gets saved. Somebody's been smoking cigarettes all their life, maybe. I'm just giving you an idea. They get saved. They have cancer. Is God going to cure that cancer? Maybe, but maybe not. He brought that on himself. He's been drinking. Now he has liver disease. He's been drinking all his life. Are y'all following this, what I'm saying? You have forgiveness, but there are not repercussions. That's the word I'm looking for. There are consequences to your sins. Same thing what is happening here. Will he forgive? Absolutely he will forgive. No doubt about it. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You believe that? But there are consequences all throughout Scripture. And even throughout today, we could talk about that there are consequences because of our sins from before. Sometimes they follow. Now, sometimes they don't. Let me give you a good one. Y'all remember Tom Brocklesby? Now, you didn't know him. Tom Brocklesby, he lived right down the road. He would smoke and he would drink all his life. And Tom, he would listen to 90.3 every day. And this is going on 90.3, by the way, on the radio. He would listen to, I'd go in his house, he'd have WLVF on 24 hours a day, but he would still drink that Mike's Hard Liquor. That was his beverage of choice, Mike's Hard Liquor. Oh, you know about it then. I don't. Whatever it is. Okay, so she's telling on herself. Mike's hard lemonade. That's what he would drink. He actually would want me when he became, he said, Brother Walt, he said, will you go get me? I said, I ain't getting that for you. Do you know he would call somebody and give them $20 to go get him, was it coming in a six pack Holly? I don't know, you would know. I shouldn't say that. But anyway, he would give him $20 to go to the store to buy him this, but he'd have WLVF on every day. He would go to the doctor, and he used to smoke. The doctor said, you're amazing. He said, your lungs are clear. Your liver is clear. He looks like a teen. His insides look like a teenager. So I don't understand it. Then there's people who don't drink, who don't smoke, and they have lung problems. They have liver problems. I don't understand. That's why we got to be very, very, very careful when we say that God will judge. We can't point our fingers and say God's judging you because A, B, C, X, Y, Z. We don't know. God does a judging, not us. Remember Job's friends. Okay, same thing. Okay, but I just know what the Bible says. When and where, I don't know. God will judge. Maybe the judgment is at the judgment seat of Christ for believers. Could be. Again, I don't. God's the judge, not me. Maybe it goes to the boy. I got away with this one. No, you didn't. Boy, I hid that one good, didn't I? We must all stand at the judgment seat of Christ and give an account what we do in this body, whether it be good or bad. As a believer, you're going to give an account. As an unbeliever, that's the least of your problems. Your biggest problem is your rejection of Jesus Christ. Okay? But so when he's talking about God will judge, he's not talking about unbelievers. He's talking about believers here. God's going to, listen, the bed's undefiled. Whoremongers and do you reckon there are believers who go out, mess around? Don't answer that, but I'm telling you. Ask David. You think he was a man after God's own heart. That's what the Bible says. But yet, as a matter of fact, I got to quit here. I hadn't even finished. I'm going to redress this. Do you know that David's going to have a place of prominence in the kingdom of heaven, in the kingdom of God? When they institute the millennial reign of Christ and Jesus rules and reigns in Jerusalem, do you know the Bible tells us that David, King David, will join Jesus as his co-regent, if you will, if we could say his co-ruler in Jerusalem for 1,000 years? God promised that to David, that he would rule and reign with Jesus Christ. The same David who committed adultery, the same David who was a murderer. So don't tell me God's people can't do this. But God will judge, whether or not here at the judgment of Christ. Let me get this. Okay. I got to quit. The term adulterer is a word describing intimacy between persons, one or both who are married to other people. The term whoremonger, or the word fornication, is used for every kind of sexual sin, whether married or unmarried. The word whoremonger, you get the word pornos, or the word pornography from that word whoremonger. It is a man who prostitutes his body to another's lust for hire. An adulterer is one who is faithless toward God, ungodly, whether spiritual or physical. In other words, you can have spiritual adultery, chasing other gods. And the Bible speaks of it as spiritual adultery. So there's physical and there's spiritual adultery. Let me give you this one. In Jeremiah chapter number 3, God divorced, I just read this past week. Again, God divorced Israel and he warned his Judah, you backsliding sister, I divorced Israel because of her adulteries. She's chased other gods. I put her away. And if you ain't careful, I'm going to do the same thing to you, but even worse to you than I did to Israel, because you saw what I did to Israel. Read Jeremiah chapter 3. It's interesting.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And come visit us this Sunday to hear Tribute Quartet live in concert at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. That's this Sunday at 6 p.m., February 4th, to hear Tribute Quartet live in concert. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.